Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. To be truly healthy, we have to consider our wellness from a holistic perspective. My guest today, Dr. Gabby, is a DNA dentist who practices integrative dentistry. Dr. Gabby's unique and comprehensive approach considers each patient's whole health profile for better care and greater patient confidence. Through integrative dentistry, Dr. Gabby provides his patients with the most advanced dental care aimed at identifying issues in their earliest stages and providing the best possible outcomes. Dr. Gabby, welcome to the show. And what inspired you to take a look at dentistry from this holistic perspective and individualized perspective?
Really, it goes back to actually when I was young, around 12 or 13. I was bedridden for a few days. I was in and out of doctor's offices with no concrete answer as to what was going on. And I vividly remember one night my mom walked into my bedroom and handed me a book called, I think it was The Power of Our Subconscious Mind or something like that. And reading that book really sent this like seismic wave in my perception of health and my ability to heal and our ability to heal. That's how I began that quest on just learning more about ourselves from a physical, emotional, and spiritual level, and I found incredible answers, and I just wanted to offer that to people, and which is what I'm doing in my office now.
Well, that was very mature of you at a young age, but this is this is how things develop. So that's
how it happened.
That's amazing. Exactly. So I know that you also are working on a lot of technologies for personalized healthcare and personalized medicine. Can you shed a little light on how this is evolving, this industry, and what you're doing?
Definitely. I mean, let me tell you a little bit about what integrative dentistry is. It's about approaching dentistry from many different angles. And these are angles which I believe are essential to optimal patient care. And so in my clinic, patients are offered a variety of treatments that really aid me in, dental care and learning more about their overall health. So it includes nutritional therapy, genetic testing. We even do a basic skin cancer screening, among other treatments. We have our team members include a registered dietitian nutritionist, integrative medical doctors, exercise physiologists. I mean, really an incredible network of team. Yeah, it's really great. And it is modern healthcare today is rooted in the concept of specialized medicine. But really, we believe in a wider approach that draws experts from all branches. And so I managed to develop an incredible relationship with my team members and in order to really benefit our patients. And so some of the technologies that we have today, and starting with genetic science, and even goes into wearable technologies. Like, I mean, there is ventures out there like GuardLife. It's a wearable technology that just like a wristband that requires no charging ever. And monitors and tracks an individual's activity while collecting vital signs like core body temperatures and blood pressure values, all in context. So whether you're sedentary or active, you know, it's incredible. I mean, it facilitates the interpretations of one's state of health and helps controls one's blood pressure levels. And it's really, I mean, the technology that's out there is so innovative. And we gain incredible insight into risk markers and indicators for improvement, which then are highlighted to our practitioners and to users like you.
Right. So the user has to also have somewhat of an education on what their blood pressure should be like and, you know, what their, you know, resting body temperature, you know, all of that. And so how do you begin to educate, like we talked about before, education and awareness, I think, is key for everybody to understand their own health. So how do you begin to, you know, teach people?
Yeah, I mean, I begin by actually making links. You know, years ago, physicians who suspected heart disease would probably not refer the patient to a gum specialist, right? The same went for diabetes or pregnancy, or just about any other medical condition. So, but times have changed. You know, in the past 5 to 10 years, we've seen, like I said, ballooning interest in possible links between mouth health and body health. And what can the health of your mouth affect your whole body? And why are simple habits like daily brushing and flossing more important than you might think? I mean, really, the mouth and is the gateway.
And why is that?
Well, the mouth is the gateway to our body, you know? And it really helps to understand what can go wrong in the first place. You know, a bacteria buildup, and the teeth can make our gums prone to infection. Then we have the immune system, which moves in and to attack the infections. As a result, our gums become inflamed. The inflammation continues unless it's brought under control. And over time, we see inflammation and other chemicals that are released either way at the gum, bone structure. It all holds teeth in place. And this results in severe gum disease, which can have an effect on our overall well-being as well.
Well, that's why I was, you know, I was interested in this a long time ago, and I heard that, you know, it's really important to understand that our mouth there's so many indicators that would kind of, if we knew what to look for.
Correct? Definitely. Even in, you know, the correlation between body fat and oral health, you know, in obesity, for example, excess fat tissue often gets deposited in places where it shouldn't be, such as in the liver. So dental health has no exception. Right, obesity is correlated with fat tissue being deposited, as we call it, lipoma, which is like a tumor-like mass made of fat, right, into the oral cavity, such as inside of the lips or cheeks or the tongue or into the salivary glands. And it's clear that, you know, controlling, you know, inflammation is important for oral health, and obesity is correlated with inflammation. So this is why obesity is the second biggest risk factor for inflammation in the mouth. You know, the only thing that's worse for your health than being overweight is smoking, you know. So there's a lot. I mean, blood sugars can change. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you about that, too. Just smoking and your eating habits and your drinking habits and just, you know, just even if you live a healthy lifestyle, how can people begin to be aware that they're maybe intaking too much sugar, or does your tongue turn a certain color? What are some things that people can look for?
This is why I started what I call as DNA dentistry. So, I mean, as a DNA dentist, I'm a professional who practices a combination of modern dentistry and genetic science. And my goal, our team's goal, is we're trained to lead our patients on a specific path of personalized oral and overall healthcare. You know, so hence we do the Calogenics genetic testing. You know, I mean, we're constantly inundated with conflicting information about health and nutrition. Do I have carbs or no carbs? Is red wine really healthy for my heart?
Right.
The simple truth is that every person has unique needs, you know? At our practice, we work with patients to help you learn more about your own personal blueprint and your teeth, you know? And with this profile, the genetic profile we provide you, it's a really powerful report, and it'll really help our patients understand how genetics and lifestyle may affect diet, nutrition, exercise, and even a beautiful smile. It's really no other.
Thank you. And so the takeaway is to get in to see someone like yourself and really get this testing done, and then start to create your own individualized health plan. I think that's brilliant and fantastic. And I hope everybody starts moving in that direction. So thank you so much for coming on and inspiring us and sharing this, you know, really unique and comprehensive approach to our health. So we can find Dr. Gabby at dnadentist.com. And he has a practice in the Brentwood area of Los Angeles, California. Thank you, Dr. Gabby. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us today, and stay well.